Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome back, or welcome to Spark Radio. I am so happy that you have joined us either live or via the archives tonight. We are heading into spring in Iowa in the Midwest United States, and we had a very warm 50 degrees today and sunshine. What a wonderful, beautiful day. And you know, the weather is something over which we have little control, and yet sometimes we allow it to really dictate how we feel. So, tonight, we don't have a specific topic, so we're open to whatever you, as our listeners, would like to talk about tonight. If you would like to call in with a question or to discuss a topic that's on your mind for which we may be able to provide some sparks, please call 347-215-8390. And I am your host, Ms. Melanie. It was a wonderful experience today at a conference called Beyond Rubies at Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, a celebration of women and an amazing variety of topics in this conference. I was fortunate enough to be a keynote this morning and share the passion test with over 400 conference participants. It was very exciting to feel the energy in the room as these women began to think about what was possible and what brought them joy, and to know that I was able to help make a difference on their life's journey is part of my passion. And so it was awesome. So I'm going to welcome new listeners who learned about Spark Radio today at Beyond Rubies, either in a keynote or in a breakout session. And often we'll have a focused topic, but tonight is a potpourri of sparks. And because I have been talking all day at a keynote and then three breakout sessions, there may be some pauses in your audio as I push the mute button and cough. And some of us will often have that happen in the spring as our bodies are adjusting to changing temperatures. You're also welcome to, please, if you're online, to send a message, a chat about something that you want to share. What sparks have inspired you from any segments that you've listened to lately? I got an email from someone who, a listener, who said, I'm not able to listen to your show live because of a schedule conflict, although I look forward to listening to the archives every week because your show is so inspiring. She's a young mother of four. And so I thank her for that email. Dietz Mama is her name, and appreciates that she shared that Spark Radio is making a difference for her. That's why we're here. That's why we do this show every week, to provide you with those strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that might spark a new idea or a change in your life. In Iowa, in the past week or so, our public television station has been running their fundraising festival. And one of the shows that they broadcast was called Brain Fitness. And as a certified brain-based trainer, I'm very interested in brain fitness. And one of the sessions I shared today was called Brain Boosters, Lifestyle Choices and Strategies to Boost Your Brain's Performance. And on brain fitness, one of the giveaway products in the package at the a certain giving donation level was a brain fitness piece of software. And with the baby boom generation in the United States aging and wanting to keep their minds sharp, there is definitely a booming market for brain fitness products. And so if you are wondering whether or not a particular product would be helpful, or are they just taking advantage of the market demand, there is a great website called Sharp Brains, SharpBrains, Sharp Brains. And they do send out a newsletter, an email newsletter, and share resources, projects, and they have compared the brain fitness products for effectiveness. And so before you purchase something, I would recommend that you check out Sharp Brains and see what they have discovered in their research so that when you invest in something, it really does help you to improve your brain's performance. There are a number of ways to do that. Getting sleep, regular sleep is helpful. Reducing stress is helpful. Learning something new stimulates the brain, stimulates the growth of neurons in the brain. So what is it that you've always wanted to learn but just never quite got around to doing yet? Maybe it's a craft or a hobby. Maybe it is learning a new language. Maybe it's learning how to cook gourmet meals. Whatever it is there a way you can find to add that to your life so that every day or at least every week you're learning something new? Excuse me. So, are you doing puzzles of some kind that are creative, that cause you to think, explore, learn a new kind of puzzle? If you love doing Sudoku, maybe it's time to explore a number puzzle or something different. Interestingly enough, I just heard the door open in my house and I just did a quick reminder to my family that Alex has a class tonight. I think they forgot. They were having fun in this beautiful weather, went for a walk. And so thank you for bearing with me through that pause. And so thanks for waiting while I cleared my throat. Do you want to say hi, Alex?
Mm-mm.
No, you don't want to say hi?
Nobody has to go on a walk with me.
Oh, well, Alex wants to go for a walk, so we'll have to see when we finish the radio show if we'll be able to fit that walk in. And walking is a great exercise, especially if you're moving your arms as you walk. It increases your circulation, great cross-lateral movement. And so that's a way to keep your brain alert as well. So what do you do to stimulate your brain? Do you play games? Do you solve puzzles? What do you do? Regular physical exercise also helps you keep your brain young and healthy. As the weather gets warmer and you can be outside more, for those of us who are experiencing winter. Oh, yes, Alex said, please tell them, Mom, that tomorrow is the first day of spring. We're very excited about the first day of spring. Changing seasons gives us time to think about other changes that are going on and being ready to, and we know that change happens whether we want it to or not. So how do you celebrate changing seasons? What do you do, if anything, to acknowledge the cycles of life, the cycles of learning, and to notice the changes? Because the only people who don't experience change are those who are no longer alive. So do you welcome change? Do you curse change? Do you celebrate change? It's all a matter of perspective. Please give us a call if there's something on your mind that you would like to talk about or something that you're thinking, oh, I've tried everything and there's got to be a better way. Please call 347-215-8390. We would love to talk with you tonight. Or please log in a web chat. We're excited as we're talking with several other authors about scheduling dates in the weeks ahead and several other people who work in different areas. to be able to bring you information about something that you may not know exists, because it's hard to choose from things that you don't know. So how do you celebrate not only change, but do you celebrate milestones? Milestones that are big, milestones that may seem small. Any progress on your goals, any progress with your passions, those are worth celebrating. To give yourself some more motivation to say, you know what, when I reach this point, I'm going to celebrate by blank. What are you going to do to celebrate your progress? And so we have a number of holidays this week. We have St. Patrick's Day on the 17th, St. Joseph's Day is today. We have the Christian holidays of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. Oh, that was Alex in the background. He's excited about Easter Sunday. So how do you express your celebration for whatever traditions you have in your life, or whether it's holidays or accomplishments? And again, think about what changes do you want to make in your life. And as you're thinking about that, instead of making a giant change and thinking about it as an overwhelming process, just take one small baby step. One step in the direction of your change. And those of you who have listened since the beginning of Spark, we were talking about the passion test. You know that we talked about taking steps in the direction of your passions. When you're faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity, consistently choose in favor of your passions, those things that bring you joy and fulfillment in your life. So if you've taken the passion test and it's been 6 months or more, it's time to take it again. How are you doing progressing towards your accomplishments? You may hear some crunching in the background. That's Alex eating candy with a wrapper. It's time for you to go. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. And so okay. Thanks for being patient. And we have about 15 minutes or so remaining on Spark for this week, March 19th, 2008. What is on your mind? What is it you are looking for? What is it you are seeking? Is there a particular resource that you're searching for that might help you in the realm of coaching your children as they're learning, or improving communication with a colleague? What do you want to talk about? Please call 347-215-8390. We'd love to hear from you. So on this beautiful Wednesday, I was able to share not only the passion test today with the conference participants in Reclaim Your Power, Live Your Dreams, also explored Flex Your Communication for Phenomenal Gains, the psychogeometrics model, and I hope you've had an opportunity to listen to the interview with Dr. Susan Dellinger, the author of Psychogeometrics. That was last week's show. And we hope to have her back in the future. And the other session, again, was called Brain Booster. So it was a little bit of everything today, all of which somehow touched the brain and the mind. And met wonderful people making such a positive difference in the world. What are you doing to contribute and make a positive difference in the world? And it can be a big thing, can be small things. Are you using your strengths and your gifts to serve others in your work and in your personal life, in your volunteering, in your organizations? How are you spending your time? How are you investing this one life that we have? Because a friend told me once that, Melanie, life is not a dress rehearsal. We only get to say action and move forward. We cannot press rewind. We cannot press fast forward. All we have to celebrate is now. Is now. And thank you so much for your patience through the coughing tonight. What are your plans for the next season ahead? It's such an exciting time in the Northern Hemisphere as we're heading into spring. I know I've got listeners in the Southern Hemisphere, and you're ending your summer heading into fall. What are you celebrating as you change your seasons? Thinking about what's ahead. What are you looking forward to from past experience, and what new might lie ahead for you? And sometimes it's just putting on a different pair of glasses, so to speak, and having a slightly different perspective as you watch the same situations, the same things. And as those of us who are parents or work with children know, children provide an awesome perspective on the small things that they notice because they are so filled with wonder and awe about the process and about what they're seeing. Sometimes it's things that we take for granted, and we have lost that perspective. So it's good to spend time with children to help you renew that wonder and awe of a childlike perspective, and being open and observant to what's happening around us, especially as the seasons are changing. 347-215-8390 is the number to call to chat with me tonight or to type in a comment. It is, again, the vernal equinox coming tomorrow. And the days are getting longer in the Northern Hemisphere, more sunshine, more energy, more outdoor exercise. Yay, spring. And we've had a lot of snow here in Iowa. We are so ready for melted snow and spring. But with that comes a possibility of floods when the changes happen too fast. And so with each change comes both the positive and the challenge, and the opportunity through the challenge. So what perspective will you choose to put on with what's coming in the season ahead? Also wanted to follow up on some sparks that we have put out into past segments. We talked about some strategies around pursuing your passions. Some of you were going to explore vision boards. How are you doing on those vision boards? Have you started yet? Are the magazines in a pile? Do you have a piece of poster board or paper? Glue sticks? Have you cut out the words and the pictures and they're just sitting in a pile somewhere and you need to find some time to put them into a board, put them on a board? Sometimes you can just take a bulletin board like a cork board and use push pins to push them on. I have a vision board. I got one done at a workshop. I've got another one partially done. Alex, my son, who's 6 and a half, in his room has a cork bulletin board, and on there are pictures of many, many trains, including some train adventures that he wants to take, trains he wants to ride, like through the Grand Canyon, model trains that he wants to add to his N-scale or HO-scale trains. And it's something that when you put your attention on, then the universe, God, higher power, whatever you call it, knows that that's what you want, that's what you're attracting to you. And so just having it in your visual awareness, and a vision board helps you to do that, put it in a place where you'll see it, and put positive things there that bring smiles and gratitude to you. There is another website that we've talked about on past segments, and that is TUT.com. Totally Unique Thoughts. Mike Dooley, who also writes Notes from the Universe, which is a daily email that's entertaining and inspiring. What resources do you have in your life that help you to keep a positive perspective, to keep that attitude of gratitude flowing in your life? Because when you're open, you let go of the cursed houses, Mike Dooley calls them, you can recognize opportunities that might lead you to something better than what you had on that vision board. And so if we can let go of our idea of how we live our passions and what that would look like, we are very clear about what we want, but how it happens, we can be open and let God, the universe, the higher power flow through us, amazing things happen. So are you staying open to the possibilities in your life, to the opportunities that are there? It's an exciting time that we live in, and there are many challenges, and in those challenges are many opportunities. So think about, how are you sparking others around you? How are you providing them with a positive support or positive challenge or providing service? Recently, I saw, I think it's called The Peaceful Warrior, about Dan Millman, the gymnastics athlete, who was in a motorcycle accident in college and had a steel rod placed in his leg and came back to compete and learned some amazing things. It's a very, very powerful story. I'm looking forward to learning more about Dan Millman's work, his speaking, his writing. And so there are some very powerful ideas about awareness, about the ego, and Eckhart Tolle's book that Oprah is doing a book study on now. I've had schedule conflicts. I've been unable to participate in the Monday evening event. But ego is said to be... Oh, there goes the other phone. Somebody has great timing during my radio show. And so...
Hello?
You're going to hear a conversation in the background because Alex just picked up the phone
Hello.
Next to me. And so
Hello.
I don't think there's anybody there.
Hello.
Oh, we're going to hang up. So now you got to hear Alex again. Bye, Alex.
Bye.
So usually he's gone to his religious education class on Wednesday night, so you don't get to hear him on the radio. And Mommy doesn't get to hear him try to whisper in his ear during when she's talking on the radio. And so... Now we are coming up to the last, 7 minutes tonight at Spark. So what books are you reading right now that are helping you to keep a positive perspective? Is there music that you listen to that helps you keep a positive perspective? Do share. Or are you reading books or watching movies or listening to music that has negative messages? Is that what you're putting into your brain and into your vibration, your energy? Thinking about those thoughts, are you helping yourself or are you getting in your own way? It's a very thought-provoking idea. And so please take a moment to think about what kind of music you're listening to. What kind of thoughts you're thinking, are they helping you or are they creating more problems for you? And we are creatures of habit, and if we've been focusing on negative things and problems with what's happening in our lives, that's where our attention goes. What we put our attention on grows stronger in our life. So how can we reframe that and put our attention on something that's more positive? How can we change our language so that we are focusing on what we want in our lives rather than what we do not want? Regular listeners may have heard this story. For our new listeners, do not under any circumstances, even for a split second, should you see in your imagination a pink elephant. Do not see a pink trunk. Do not see a pink tail. Do not see pink floppy ears. Were you successful? Most of us are not, because we tend to think in images, and the brain does not know how to process knots or negations. You can't imagine yourself not doing something, because in order to do that, you have to replace it with doing something else. For example, if I asked you not to see yourself sitting in a chair, what often happens is you see yourself sitting in a chair and then you stand up or you lay on the floor or you do something else. So think about the power of positive language and state what you do want. State it in a way that is positive. That is what you want. For example, and when we do this with a passion test work, if you want to be debt-free, well, debt is still in there. So you could talk about being financially free. Someone today talked about wanting to be worry-free. Well, if you're being worry-free, can we get the word worry out and put positive language in there? I want to be joyful. I want to have a positive perspective. So it's sometimes hard when we have had the same language or the same perspective for a number of years. It can be challenging to change that perspective and come up with new language. So ask someone else who isn't in that same experience, because the phrase or the cliche of you can't see the forest for the trees, when you are in it, all you see are the trees immediately around you. You're unable to see the whole forest in the big picture. It's like calling the ranger up in the tower to help direct you out, because they can see the big picture. So get some outside support or perspective in those situations. That helps. There are great websites for quotes if you're a quote collector, and they can give you a positive perspective. There's an interesting, I have several of them in a quote book here in my office, and I just flipped open to one that says, "Learn as if you would live forever, live as if you would die tomorrow." Gandhi said that. Be open to continuing to learn and grow. Another favorite, I have a number of them from Dr. Wayne Dyer, but one of them is, observe yourself and others in this nutty world and then decide whether to carry around anger or to develop a sense of humor that will give you and others one of the most priceless gifts of all, laughter. And again, when we have situations that happen, you know, the fact that Alex is here during the radio show, you know what? It happens. And I appreciate your flexibility as listeners, and work out a new strategy or a new plan for the future. And in the meantime, it's the lesson learned, and celebrate the moment. And sometimes we're in such a hurry and such a rush that we miss those moments with children or with other people who are important in our lives. So if you haven't taken time to acknowledge those people who are important to you, try one a day. One acknowledgement a day, and notice the difference it makes both for you and for the people that you're acknowledging. See if that makes a difference. It says we have 1 minute remaining. It has been a pleasure sharing this potpourri of thoughts, resources, and strategies with you this evening. Please send an email to brainbonanza@gmail.com or visit brainbonanza.com for some more resources and strategies. We are very grateful that Brain Bonanza sponsors this show, which simply means it's a great resource to share. And so check out Brain Bonanza. Thank you so much for being with us. If you have any questions, hi, Mick, my colleague Mick. It was a potpourri of topics tonight. And I want to thank all of you for being listeners, regular listeners. Those of you who listen on the archives, you are just as valued. Please send an email of things that you would like to hear on future shows, since you, for some of you, it's a schedule conflict or unable to call in live. So send that email to brainbonanza@gmail.com and let me know what you want to talk about in the future. So as our time is wrapping up and you're looking to the changing seasons ahead, what are you celebrating in the holidays ahead, the traditions ahead? What are you celebrating? And find some sparks that will help you continue to move forward, to grow, to use your strengths in the service of others. As always, it's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you so much for investing your time here at Spark Radio, because your time is your life, and that is so valuable. And in closing, the essential conditions of everything we do must be choice, love, and passion. said Nadia Bulinger. Thank you so much. Until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.